This is an Aero News Touch and Go for February 20th, 2009. I'm Paul Plack. Following revelations by the National Transportation Safety Board about the last few seconds of Continental 3407's failed instrument approach into Buffalo last week, Colgan Air is defending the training and experience of the pilot. The Associated Press reports Colgan Air, which is the subsidiary of Pinnacle Airlines that was operating the flight, issued a statement Wednesday which read in part that its crew training programs, quote, meet or exceed the regulatory requirements for all major airlines, unquote. Some of the focus on potential pilot error was diverted Wednesday when CNN reported Southwest Airlines has alerted its pilots that an earthen dam off the end of runway 23 at Buffalo Niagara International Airport has been known to interfere with the ILS in a way that could cause autopilots to command a sudden nose-up attitude. The NTSB says it is aware of that report, but the board has also noted that leaving the autopilot on during approach during significant icing went against both FAA recommendations and Colgan's company policy. The board has been pressuring the FAA for years to make turning off the autopilot mandatory in such circumstances. The NTSB's official report on probable cause is expected to take at least a year. Consistent with hints in his interview with ANN's Jim Campbell earlier this week, Cirrus Aircraft President Brent Wouters has confirmed that more positions will be cut at Cirrus. Wouters emphasizes the cuts are in areas that currently are not required for the levels of piston production needed to meet existing demand, and that while some cuts have taken place in the SJ-50 jet program, they reflect a transition from design and prototyping to flight testing and will not impact the development schedule. Wouters appeared Thursday morning on the Fox Business Network and added, quote, Cirrus is increasing its focus on the jet and shifting resources from the piston projects into the jet program, unquote. The specific number of personnel affected was not immediately available. Watch for updates at aero-news.net. Brazilian plane maker Embraer, which till now had appeared to be weathering the recession pretty well, has become the latest manufacturer to announce massive layoffs to match production to falling orders. Embraer announced on Thursday it plans to lay off about 20% of its more than 21,000 employees, most in production and administrative areas, and including an entire level of management. In its official statement, the company called the move inevitable. Quote, although Embraer has its headquarters in Brazil, the company depends primarily on export markets and on global economic performance. Over 90% of its revenues are generated abroad. Therefore, the resiliency that the Brazilian domestic market has been demonstrating through the crisis does not significantly alter this adverse scenario, unquote. Embraer did say a significant majority of its engineers will be kept engaged in development of new products and technologies. Embraer also revised guidance to project 242 aircraft deliveries and revenue of $5.5 billion U.S. for 2009. Reuters cites UBS analyst Fadi Chamoun in reporting Air Canada may soon be forced to file for bankruptcy. Canada's flag carrier reported a loss of about $590 million U.S., in the fourth quarter of 2008. The airline faces the U.S. equivalent of about $800 million in debt payments and pension fund contributions over the next 2 years. Most analysts differ with Chamoun and predict the airline will avert bankruptcy. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you more about these stories. Boeing says it will cut jobs but not pay. Alaska Airlines won't rule out a merger. And Hawker Beechcraft joins Cessna in fighting back. Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today, comments on the appeal, pricing, and market outlook for light sport aircraft from attendees at Sebring last month. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend, and have a clear and unlimited day.